26.2 miles. It's the length of the marathon. Joel Backstrom has been running these races for more than 40 years.
I do this because I like it, not because I'm all hepped up about my physical condition and health. I like to do this. It's my hobby. It's fun.
The 60-year-old North Dakota man started racing when he was 22 years old. College and the Army helped develop this athletic passion. The now-retired school teacher and cross-country coach says he runs 5 days a week, and when he prepares for a marathon, the training is very stringent.
I go back from race day about 14 weeks typically, and I make sure I start off at about 25 a week. But each week it progresses by a few miles. 2 weeks ago I did 50 miles. That's the peak.
Since he moved to Buckeye 6 years ago, the White Tank Mountain Trails have been his training grounds, a place he calls his oasis.
See, here's my own little trail I made myself from repeated.
Backstrom takes in the scenery and says that after racing for so long, he's decided to call it quits. His 30th and last race was the Buckeye Marathon. The original plan was to run the Death Valley Marathon as a symbol of the end of his racing career, but decided to do it close to home instead.
I have thought about this for a long time. It's just that I don't want to continue and almost dishonor what I've been doing by not performing up to the level that I know I feel is minimal. And I'm getting to that point.
It sounds very familiar, actually, when it comes to distance runners.
Eric Hines is a marathon and cross-country coach at Northern Arizona University.
You probably will see some aspects where they really start to consider, okay, what are my limits? What should I begin to tail off, or how much can I still handle?
Hines says the longer one runs, the more the practice becomes ingrained in you, becoming part of your routine. When it's time to stop, the runner does one of two things, stops altogether or slows down.
I don't know if you ever need to stop, probably just a matter of backing off a little.
And that's what Backstrom says he wants to do. He says he can't stop running altogether, but he can't dishonor the tradition either.
I still do struggle with it, because the marathon, that 26.2 mile distance, goes all the way back to that battle on the Plain of Marathons in Greece.
He's referring to the legend of how the marathon got started. One story goes that Greek messenger Pheidippides ran 26.2 miles to Athens to announce the Persians had been defeated. After he arrived and delivered the message, he died. In the first modern Olympics of 1896, the race was added, and the length was in honor of the historical event.
So it's iconic. And I hate to not do that again just because of the mystique of it.
Backstrom says this is not the first time he's decided to stop participating in marathons, but he's certain now it is his last. Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez, KJZZ News in Buckeye.